Simon, he was amazing. He was such a friendly, happy person. Like, he was a ladies' man and everything. He was very handsome. He always used to put a smile on everyone's face. It was just exciting when he came round, when we'd just watch the telly and he'd make it so funny to watch. We just sort of had the same sense of humour. He was a great uncle to have. The incident happened and it was all taken away. I've never heard carbon monoxide before. I didn't hear about it for a couple of months after. No one told me about it. I didn't realise it could potentially kill people. My mum didn't tell me until after that we hadn't heard from him since Monday night. No one had really heard from him, but that was quite a normal thing for him to do because he did go to the pub a lot, he did see his friends a lot. Got to his area, couldn't see his car, so we thought, okay, he's out. We'll just wait around. We knocked at the door, things like that. There was no reply. Because I was only little, they put me over the fence to see in their windows. There was one window, which was Simon's room. Looked in there, it was dark, so I couldn't really see. Phoned Simon's phone, which then I saw ringing, which was on the sofa, which was with him, which I didn't realise. So I said, yeah, Dad, Simon's in there. It was sort of like in a film, everything stops for you, but everyone else is rushing really quickly. That night, Simon was taken to the hospital where he stayed in intensive care. He just stayed in a vegetative state for 8 years. We would try to make it as normal as we could, but it wasn't great. He couldn't smile, he couldn't talk, he couldn't eat, he couldn't drink for himself. It was a shell of a person. It wasn't like he was dead or alive. He was sort of in a limbo, and it was torture, really. But he was still my uncle, and we still loved him and cared for him as much as we could, because he would have done the exact same for us. Even at a young age, it took over my life. No 10-year-old should be having to go to intensive care to see their uncle with wires. Like their normal everyday cold symptoms, it's a silent killer. In your sleep, whatever, like Simon was having a nap and it happened to him. It's just scary that people don't think it's a priority in daily life. Don't just think that you've got a cold. If it persists, if it gets worse, do go and see a doctor, do go and get tested. It's deadly, silent. There's nothing to indicate that it's in your house if you don't have an alarm, because it could potentially kill you or take someone that you love and someone that's your favourite person, and they take it away.